Well, how was this done? Did the teacher do any instructing, or?
Yeah, in years. Teacher told me to treat me all right. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Yeah, that's quite all right. Could you tell me if there any there was any way of treating bad bruises?
Bad bruises?
Yes.
Like?
Oh, if you have a bad, or was there any treatment for bruises? Say if a person falls hard and there's, you know, area that's badly bruised in his leg. Was any treatment, Eskimos, or that you knew of yourself for that?
Well, long ago, just long ago, mother used to tell me when they twist their ankle, they just pull it any old way and fix it themselves.
That's the joint.
Yeah.
How about bleeding, internal bleeding? Is there anything they could do to stop bleeding inside a person before the whites came, before the hospitalization?
They had to, I remember when they talking about when they bleed from the stomach.
Yeah.
They used to give them with tobacco. Chew tobacco, pour it in there, let them drink it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know once they give them with a child pee.
Mm-hmm. Urine.
But it's help.
Would you say that that's an Eskimo treatment? Or was this not the dead Eskimo treatment?
Yeah.
Can you remember what year or even about when? When you're young then?
When I'm young. I'm teenage. Yeah. Teenage.
But you at this time you can remember those two things. One was urine, you said a child's urine.
Yeah.
And the other was tobacco. Chewed tobacco to stop stomach from bleeding in the stomach. Can you think of any other cases where somebody had some kind of bleeding and anything was done for them or?
Some hemorrhage.
Yeah. Any lung?
Yeah.
In that case, what would be done, if anything?
With Sarilac too.
Could you say the word lobby again?
Sarilac. Yeah.
Could you mention that? About the use of
Sarilac?
Yes.
They use it for boils, anything. Or for boils.
Is this is it always boiled?
Always boiled. Mm-hmm. Sometimes chewed.
You could chew the leaves.
Mm-hmm. When they're old, when they're fresh, they're really stink.
Mm-hmm. Are these used, the leaves that are used, are you thick green or dried?
Dried.
Mm-hmm. Could they be used any time of the year if you had...
This time of the year is good.
Oh, in fall.
In fall time, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did people, would they try to save them or not? I mean, put them away or not?
Put them away.
They wouldn't.
Yeah. I had...
Can you think of a case when anybody used it? I mean, you don't have to give a name, but the person, the age of the person, and about when it was, if you remember.
They always keep, pick them for, for winter.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use it nearly every day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean they use it sort of as a...
Yeah, for
preventive or...
Yeah.
Treat cold.
Yeah.
Do you think that it helps?
It really helps.
In what way does it help? What does it do?
Well, when they drink it, they're getting better.
Mm-hmm.
every day. I used to myself every bedtime and early, I mean, in the morning too.
Mm.
It helped me too last year when I got a real bad cold.
How does it help your cold, or what do you notice changing if you use it? Is that hard to say? I don't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
You feel that the cold improves mm-hmm. when you're using it then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good enough. Bella, could you mention if there's any practice if a person has blood loss and how he should how it should be done, any special diet or treatment?
Well, when a person got lose a lot of blood, they let him rest in the bed for a long time, and they give him a bra or soup, liquid, not to eat hard food, and raw pork.
That'd be frozen food.
Frozen food, any kind made of fish. Just let they let them eat dried fish with oil. They can't stop eating oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard too. Sounds like quite a lot.
So they depend on diet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As well as rest. All right, thank you. Adele, you mentioned something else on diet and treatment of, is this a lung condition or
a lung condition, TB.
Could you mention what you advise a woman to do on diet?
I tell one woman to have dried fish, mostly salmon, to eat every day, not to miss a day. With oil. So she tried me noon time and supper time with oil. And she getting better, and next time when the inspectors, you know, the nurses mm-hmm. say, they check her up, screw them, she get good and gain. She told me that she can't go without it.
Mm-hmm. How did you decide to recommend that? And was that from your own experience, or how did you decide?
Yeah, my own experience. Because dried fish is not like regular meat. It's soft.
Mm-hmm.
And if she had it with oil, because she owns it like cod liver oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's less alright, but that's when you use it last, it's like it's cod liver oil. That's why I told her to eat it every day.
Has this woman had other checkups since? And has she been, has she had active? After TV or anything similar?
After she had done that, when the nurses and doctors came around to check her up, after that they didn't check her up no more.
You say she still says that she eats quite a bit of dried,
yes.
dried fish?
Mm-hmm.
This is a new subject on skin soy, and I'd like for you to list the more important materials that the Noatak Eskimos had with which to work. That is the things that they got from their own area. Would you just do this, please, for me? Beginning with land animals, if you wish.
Well, they have caribou skins, wolf, wolverine, seal, for those in the winter time, or rabbits,
a ground squirrel?
Yeah, they always get the ground squirrels too.
Did you use a tree squirrel, Penny?
No, there's no tree squirrel.
No, because you're out of timber.
Yeah.
How about marmot? Were those?
No,
you
no
didn't
marmot.
You didn't have marmot?
No.
How about fox?
Fox? All right.
Did you have coyotes?
No.
No.
Not very many long time.
No.
Just
little. No. So these are very few things that you're working with.
Yeah.
Except the different ages of the animals.
Yeah.
How about are there any more land animals of any importance? Or even use it sometimes. Or were there any birds in the lab that you used at all for anything in clothing?
Well, they used loons for socks. And
could you give the Eskimo word of the loon that you used?
Mullery.
Were there any other water birds that you used for anything?
King.
How about the word for that?
Tootlick. They use it for socks.
I mean for inside boots. I mean for use inside boots.
And for raincoat.
Oh.
Seagulls.
Seagulls were used?
Yeah. So it together for raincoat.
Any other birds? Land birds weren't used. They were not?
No.
Ptarmigan were not?
No.
How about any of the ducks or geese? Or swans?
The swans.
Swans were used?
Yeah. For fight, you know.
For hunting the park?
Yeah.
Were any of the ducks or geese used for anything?
I don't think so.
Not for dogs?
No. They never killed a dog.
No, okay. How about sea animals? Could you name the ones you used?
Like the seal hook?
Yes.
Seal nutchuck? And Spanish seals, consider?
Yes.
Ribbon seal?
The word for ribbon seal, Stella?
Cavalry.
And what was the word for porpoise, Della?
Walrus.
Walrus.
Indic.
Della's going to tell you about a case of a person who had a swelling on the neck. Yes, on the neck. And this is somewhat similar to the, or it has a similar worm that she described in the case of the pointed hoof woman. Could you continue, Della?
Yeah. My nephew got a lump on his neck.
Oh.
In your bed?
How close was he?
I'm 24.
No.
And he come over to me to let me see it, so after I figured that when it sticks out, I cut it downward with,
Is this a special tool you used?
No, tape. Safety plate.
Razor blade?
Razor blade.
Oh, I see.
Razor blade. I used that one, mm-hmm. And
was this above the hairline or below the hair?
Below the hair.
Below the hair.
Yeah. And when I open it, I squeeze it so the worms come to tell it's empty.
As you made the cut, Of course, it must have bled some, huh?
Not much.
It didn't bleed much,
much,
huh? What did you see? How big a cut did you make?
About half inch.
Half inch. Yeah. How big was the total swelling? How wide or how big was it?
Because of Jack Stone.
Oh. And what did you see when you opened it?
Worms comes out.
How big and what does it look like?
Well, just about 1 inch. And the color crossed with black and white.
Could you give your word for this worm?
Just like...
Would it be the same, same worm?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say this is colored at all, this worm?
They're not all colored. Some were white. Not few of them.
Mm.
Almost same length.
But it doesn't. It definitely doesn't look like a maggot. It's not round. It's
no,
flat.
It's flat.
Then what did you do after you took out the worms? How did you do it? Did you press them or how? To get them all out?
I put them in the paper and put it in a glass.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to send them down to doctors.
Oh, I see.
And I made my mistake to put alcohol in it.
Oh.
I didn't send them.
Oh, you didn't send them?
No.
What did you do to your cut then after you made the cut?
I cleaned it up first with cotton and gauze.
Mm-hmm.
Wash it up first and then put Band-Aid on it with with methylene later.
Mm-hmm. How did it do afterwards? How did the sore do?
It healed up quick.
Mm-hmm.
After another day, tell them to come up.
Oh, I see.
And then when I saw it, that's healing.
Did you count the number of worms that there?
Around a dozen.
A dozen?
Yeah.
Did he ever have any more trouble with the same?
No.
Do you have any idea how a person would get worms like that?
I don't know.
You don't have any idea?
They were all dead.
Oh, they were.
Were
the worms, how would you say they were as far as the skin or in the muscle?
Between skin and the muscle.
Between the skin and the muscle. Mm-hmm.
Just when I open it, it comes up.
Did you see a hole leading from the, where they were to the skin?
No.
There was no,
no
hole. Was it discolored anyway?
Colored. Before I opened it,
before you
it was kind of dark.
Oh. Hmm. Adela, could you tell me the year, which the previous case, the boy with the neck swelling, when you did that?
Well, maybe in 1946.
Adela, could you tell me about the case of the girl, 12-year-old girl, who had a swelling? Could you tell where the swelling was, the size of it, and what you did?
Mm-hmm. On the left side under her arm, on top of the wrist, it was the biggest of my hand, big round thing, and on the right spot, I opened it.
What did you use for opening the
swelling? I used that what my old dad made. We call it in Eskimo over here. And when I open it, the pus comes out on 4-pound large can full.
How much?
Four pounds.
Oh boy.
Large can full, maybe old dad. It was all over, but on the sides too.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched her every day. Put another bench down. I keep for myself. Because it's awful.
Did you know any background in the case? What has happened to the girl, or why it had this swelling? Did the parents or the girl tell you anything about it?
No, her mother was in hospital, and her grandfather told me that maybe she got hurt from fall.
Did you notice anything around there, anything unusual besides the pus, I mean, besides the swelling?
Just only the pus.
You didn't notice any the broken bones?
No, that's not broken bone.
Mm-hmm.
And black thing after that.
Mm-hmm.
When it's gonna cleaned up, you know,
mm-hmm.
the last one was kind of black.
What would be your Eskimo word for the material that came out, the puffy stuff?
Imuk.
What is
it? Imuk.
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 Della, would you tell me about the umuyun or lamp that you used in the previous case of the girl with the swelling? What it looked like and how it was made, who made it?
Mama made it, Daddy made it. Out of
hacksaw.
A hacksaw.
This would be from the blade.
The hand was tied with the sinew.
How big was the blade? How long?
Around 2 inches long.
Was this mounted at the end of the blade or the handle, or how was it mounted?
The handle?
Yeah. How was it made? Did it go along the same way as the blade? The handle went the same way?
No. It's like the handle of a knife.
Long the same.
Yeah.
As regular.
Mm-hmm.
But shorter.
Mm-hmm. The blade was about two inches.
Was it sharpened on both edges?
Yeah. Not this much white.
About, maybe a little less than half, more than a quarter inch. Maybe 3/8 or?
I think so.
Maybe 3/8 of an inch.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. 3/8?
Yeah.
1/8.
Mm-hmm. Did you use it, is this the only time you used this unit? Or
many times I used it. Not very long I lost it. I don't know what I do. And I've got nothing made out of the same kind of thing, but extra made. And I lost it before I got it.
What was the blade made out of? Or you know what the blade was made out of before they used steel? Or was it always?
With chains and old timers.
Yeah.
Same size.
It looks very much like
that. Yeah,
like
and, but having it with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing.
Remember, how long ago was it your father made it? Was that quite a while ago?
Quite a while, I didn't. When I was teenage.
Yeah, maybe 19, before around 1920 or a little 1920, I think.
1919, I guess.
Yeah, have you had a further use for this lamp still?
Well, one time I used for the old lady that have stroke many times. I mean, she was stroke and she stayed in bed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And in the afternoon, her grandson come for dinner and eat a meal from a caribou.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't know the bone
mm-hmm.
was on the bed and was real sharp and around 2 inches long. And her her daughter woke me up. And I go down there. She wanted me to cut it. She tried to cut it with regular ulu.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't sharp. So I used tape. I used that thing to open it.
Ulu you?
Yeah.
For laughs.
Mm-hmm. And take it out. Cut the skin.
This was a shit. Put her leg on a marathon sliver.
Yeah. I did it.
You were really able to get the bone out of her leg, too.
Mm-hmm. I used that thing many times for busting off or taking that brush.
Mm-hmm. That's a useful tool.
It's useful, yeah. But I have to use it with alcohol, take alcohol.
Disinfect it.
Infection.
Be careful. Do you know if any kind of disinfectant was used in the old days or not?
They used water to clean it up first.
Mm-hmm.
What Mama used to do.
Do you know, was there any actual word that had any meaning like disinfectant to kill, to clean something or not?
Burned, he said, just like a fire engine. And when he woke up, he opened it clear. No spot, no white spot on it.
Did he complain about that anymore?
No, he never.
Do you have any word for that white spot? Any Eskimo word for that that you remember?
That white thing on the eye called an Eskimo kovitsky.
Oh, thank you. Bella, could you tell me about other treatments you have for these, what do you call these, sore eyes? Or?
Yeah, sore eyes.
This must be an infection of the cover of the eye.
It's hard to see. Mm-hmm. They have to get them in the dark because when they're open, can't open them. Mm-hmm.
Can you think of, would you tell about one or more cases or one at a time and say what you did and what the history of the person had been and the treatment they had?
Well, one time a girl around 9 years old, she hardly see, almost blind, from the couple of her both eyes.
What did the eye look like when you looked at it?
All red.
Red.
Red. And on the face, it's on her cheek, kind of red, burnt from the water.
Oh, running.
Running down.
The
so
tears
much.
Yeah. Running down.
Mm-hmm. And his father tried to keep her alive, but she kept him in the dark place. She hardly see anything.
Mm-hmm.
When I go down there for a little meeting.
Let's see, where was this? What place was it?
At the
Cottage.
Cottage. He'd come and call me just when we're going back home. And when he asked me, I go over and look at it. It was so reddish and sores all over her eyes. And when I see it, maybe it could help. I know it will help. Just from the outside of her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And next day, I take new tweezers from the stores, go over, and pull all the grown hairs in this little thing over here.
The corner of the eye?
Yeah.
Inner corner of the eye?
Inner corner.
Mm-hmm.
From that.
What's the Eskimo word for that part of the eye, inner corner?
Nikachuk. Nikachuk. And then pull the grown hairs that go toward this way, and from this side, it grows. The hairs will grow so much and go in.
You mean her eyelashes?
Yeah,
around the eye and growing in?
Yeah.
And we're causing irritation
Mm-hmm.
They were still alive, the hairs were, but they were turned.
Yeah, turned inside and rubbed her eye.
Oh.
And that's what's the matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull all those hairs off.
Mm-hmm.
After that, after another day, I go over what I break the hairs and I pull it, the laces.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I have to pull them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have done it, on the third day, when I go over, her father came out for surprise. He said, he was a comic.
Reading a comic book.
Comic book. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was so surprised.
Mm-hmm. Had she gone to the doctor for any treatment?
The doctors had treatment to her for many, many years.
How did they treat her? Did they just put
the ointment on.
Medicine or something?
Just the ointment on, that's all.
But how did you go about just looking at the eye carefully? How you saw this?
Mm-hmm. that time, I work on two boys and one girl. Same week.
Same week. How about the boys? What was the cause of their eye condition?
Same way.
Same way, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How old were the boys, do you remember?
Three boys. Same around 8 years.
One.
She was 9 years old. And six and three.
I wonder if they told the
doctor. I didn't but on the smallest boy, they asked his mother about it, all right, but she never told him that after my aunt worked on him, he never had trouble on his eyes, no more. It's the place.
Have you noticed this in other children, trouble with their eyelashes growing in, or?
Many times, but I don't remember.
Pretty common. Did it fall within a certain age group of children, or could it?
In small children too.
Small children, as well as older children.
That is how come they always have a spot on their eyes?
Does it happen with, say, teenagers?
Teenagers.
Do you remember any kids?
No.
No?
If I forget it.
Yeah. The ones you remember are 8 or 9 or under or younger.
Yeah.
Adela, I wanted you to discuss about the care of caribou skins and tanning of it, beginning with the time the animal was killed and the care of it. All that. Could you do that? I see you have the skin in front of you now. And with this animal, could you go back to the history of the animal and all the things you did and up to the tank?
When we dug a skin on the straw, we have to dry it. And carefully. And when it dries, from being wet all the time, it's pretty hard to catch. But when we keep it off of the rain, you know, wet all the time, it's very easy, more to catch. And we have to scrape the skin with the scraper.
Well, you can, in this particular skin, Della, what time of year was it, what was this kill and the kind of animal, could you explain?
In the fall time, but for party, they used to try to get a skin on August. For expect.
And what do you have in mind now to make from this skin? What will you be cutting on this skin? What kind of a garment?
For pants. Winter pants.
These, in the old days, these would be worn on the outside, outside pants, would they?
Yes.
For children?
For children. Mm-hmm. In winter time. It's just 60 below.
When this animal was killed, did you do anything to this? How did you take care of it right afterwards? Was it carefully skinned, or how did you do it? Was it cleaned up right away or later? Or just the pieces of meat?
Well, you
had it. Did you skin the whole animal? I see the legs are cut off right now.
Yeah.
Was that skinned entire?
Mm-hmm.
With the legs part of it? And where did you have it stored then until the time you started working on it?
Have to wrap it up.
After all, close the hole.
Outside. And some of the something.
How long did this skin go from the time it was killed until you actually tanned it? You did the tanning.
You have to work on it before it gets cool.
It's better, better to work on it sooner.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, fishing season is closer when it's bigger. When it's bigger, you'll start on skin.
Could you go through the procedure on